What we typically do is we get a call on our hotline, usually from a hospital, when the nurses are calling to tell us that they have a victim at the emergency room that has reported a rape. So our advocate goes out there, and that's kind of the first point of connection between the victim and our center. And from there, it's a long process, so I'll try to lead you through what that looks like. When our advocate gets to the hospital, they meet with the victim, go over options, make sure that that person is getting everything that they need, the treatment that they need, also to assist throughout the whole ordeal with the family, explaining things of how what's going to be happening. As a victim goes there, you know, a lot of times they'll do the rape kit, which is going to go into evidence. So there's a lot of things happening. It's just like kind of a storm of things where if you can only imagine yourself going through this trauma plus having to deal with everything all at once. So our medical advocate is there just to kind of help piece things together. We can be there anywhere from, 2 hours to 7 hours. It just depends. We're also there in support when they give a statement to the police. And so from there, we try to get them into the system at Prairie Center. So we offer counseling at any length. It just kind of depends on the healing process of each individual victim. We also, if the case goes forward and they want to press charges, our legal advocate takes over at that point. So we are with many of our victims from start to finish for many years because it's just a long process of possibly prosecution and also the healing process within their journey of becoming a survivor.
What's the age range like for people that you work with here?
Our youngest, I think we've had, has been about 9 months old. We work closely also with the Child Advocacy Center, so they will take over any case, at least through the criminal justice system, for kids under 12. But we were called out for just the infants, it's all the way up to the elderly. It really, sexual assault has no age range. I mean, it affects everyone.
And how do you stay afloat? How have you been generating the funding needed?
Generally, it's not as hard as it has been this past year due to the state budget impasse. We are funded by several different streams of funding. We get money from the state of Illinois, usually our general revenue, which is about 34% of our budget, which is in dollar amounts is about $189,000. We get about 46% of federal funding, and then the other part is about 20% of fundraising. Now, this year, as everyone knows, it's a different ballgame because we have not been paid anything from the state. So we're right now trying to close that gap of the money that they owe us. So our gap right now is probably around $135,000 that we've billed out but haven't received any funding.
And then so how has that budget stalemate and that lack of funding affected the organization negatively? It sounds like at the very least there's been positions that have gone unfilled.
We're down to 4 full-time staff. July 1, we start off with 8, and now we did some layoffs and people are moving on because they are uncertain of our future. So we've had to, we haven't been able to replenish or replace those staff, which in return, we are down 1 child counselor that affected our services that we could provide for children. So we now have cut services to children at the present time. Our emergency response that we talked about earlier with medical advocacy, we usually, we cover 11 central Illinois counties. So we've now, the medical advocates only go out to the hospitals in Morgan and Sangamon County. We've had to cut down on that. We do no outreach counseling. A lot of times, we have a lot of rural area here in central Illinois, and many people can't make it to Springfield, or we also have an office in Jacksonville, our satellite office. So we send counselors into their hometown, and we aren't able to do that any longer due to the limited amount of funding. Also, we've taken out a line of credit. We're just doing what the best we can and really reaching out to the community to help us close that gap. Our hope is to make it till June 30th. At the point we are, as of today, as we speak, we are good till May 15th. But we reassess really, honestly, about day to day, week to week. But we're hoping after our Walk a Mile in Our Shoes event coming up on Saturday, that will help us close our gap a little bit so we can remain open.
And it's probably worth noting that volunteers are a big part of your mission and keeping things afloat. Is that right?
Volunteers help us on our hotline. course, we have a volunteer board of directors. We have different community organizations that will come out. They're going to come out to walk a mile in our shoes and help us run that event. So, yeah, we do rely on volunteers as well, and we couldn't do what we do without them.
So what would happen if, say, no budget were to be put in place for the foreseeable future? Obviously, this year there's still not one, and we're trying to get one in place for the coming fiscal year that starts in July. Have you thought about being forced to close?
We have had to think about that. It's not a thought that you want to have to deal with, but it could be the reality. What we'll do is, if we can stay open into the end of the fiscal year, which is June 30th, we will have some available federal funding at come July 1, which will help us a little bit to get started. But then we're still looking at a whole different ballgame if we don't have something, if something's not in place for FY17 when we enter into it. So there's a lot of reevaluating. And also, even if we have a budget, there's some rebuilding we have to do. So we're talking about Prairie Center here in Springfield providing services in 11 counties, but we are a part of a whole network of rape crisis centers throughout the state of Illinois. There's 28 others under the Illinois Coalition Against Sexual Assault. And when I say let's look at the big picture, they're suffering as well as what we are, and the budget is really, I feel like, the impasse. It's almost dismantling a whole network of services that we can provide statewide. We're one of the oldest centers, and we've been around for 41 years. And we are the only service that provides medical advocacy and prevention and specialized counseling for survivors and victims of sexual assault. Nobody else does it.
And that's at no cost to the victim?
No cost to the victim. And, you know, when we're talking about counseling, we can refer out, but we can't guarantee that that's going to be a free cost. I don't know of any other free counseling for sexual assault victims.
It basically sounds like it would be a possibility that it's primarily women that you deal with and children, I take it. Mm-hmm. Although you mentioned, of course, men are victims of sexual assault at times too, but these people in general would basically have to navigate these systems, go it alone, unless they have the wherewithal and their own personal funding to get the sort of counseling and sort of legal advice and all that.
Right. And I did talk to a victim just yesterday about that, and she exactly said, I don't know what I would have done. I would not have probably went to counseling if I didn't know someone's right there saying this is available for you and it's free. I wouldn't have been able to navigate through the criminal justice system.
And so you mentioned here that the fundraiser is coming up this weekend for the Prairie Center Against Sexual Assault. It's a popular one called Walk a Mile in Her Shoes. Tell us about that. It's got a unique spin.
Well, Walk a Mile in Her Shoes, it's an international event. This is our 10th year doing the event. And this is where we literally ask men to walk 1 mile in women's high heel shoes. We use the shoes as kind of a tool, a communication tool, an awareness tool to say, hey, what are they out there doing? And it's to raise awareness about sexual assault in our communities, awareness about how we can prevent it. And also it's our major fundraiser at Prairie Center. It's been a blessing for us to have this because we have been able to open up the door where we can go in and talk to groups and individuals and have an open conversation. You know, before all this, you know, they'd come to me and say, well, where do you work? And I'd say, Prairie Center Against Sexual Assault. Oh, and it was a kind of a conversation stopper. And now they can say, well, you do Walk a Mile in Her Shoes. Oh my gosh, tell me a little bit about that. And it opens up that flow of conversation.